Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Schwenk, a lot has happened and will be happening at the University of Nevada School of Medicine since you were last on this program. Can you briefly tell us what happened at the legislature?
I'm not sure the word briefly really applies, but I'll do my best. The point I think that's most important to make is what the legislature and the governor and the Board of Regents did was to come together and take a broad statewide view of public medical education and to attach funding to that broad vision. And for the first time in what I think is quite a long time, we seem to have a clear convergence of vision around the need for significant expansion of public medical education, both north and south and in rural areas, and the will to fund that appropriately. Most specifically, what happened is the state appropriated funds with the governor's budget and some additional funds to launch the start of the School of Medicine at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And along with that was some lesser but still critical funding to expand the University of Nevada School of Medicine in Reno to a full campus. And that allows us to then partner with Renown Health.
You were recently quoted as saying, "We are recreating a new school of medicine." Tell us what that might look like.
So a little play on words, perhaps, but my point is that we're sort of coming back to our roots, trying to become the full four-year school of medicine in Reno. That is how we started 40 years ago, but then got split with the basic science teaching in Reno and the clinical teaching in Las Vegas. Now we are going to create full clinical teaching in Reno, plus some additional opportunities for students that we'll hang on to in Las Vegas. What that means is that physicians are going to step up as teachers from the community, partner with Renown Health for physicians in their group, as well as having students and residents on services in the hospital and in clinics. Patients are going to start to see students with their private physicians, which is a fabulous opportunity, I think, to be part of the teaching process. This will lead to clinical research, which will improve practice. We're going to explore many new ways to deliver care. So the clinical delivery system, I think, will take on new looks. It's going to be very exciting.
Dr. Slonim, what kind of role will Renown Health play in assisting the School of Medicine with medical education efforts?
We are honored to be a strategic partner with the university in a way that advances both of our organization's missions for the benefit of the communities. There's a great opportunity for a large integrated health system to play a major role in academic medicine in three important ways. We care for substantial numbers of patients in a variety of different settings, and that represents clinical substrates upon which patients and their physicians can help medical students learn. The second opportunity is how we can organize work in the curriculum and help figure out what are the different ways that we can help medical students learn. Not all of them are from a book. Not all of them are from the bedside. Some community-based experiences alongside members of the community and not-for-profits may share equally in the education of medical students. And the third way that I think that we can partner is perhaps on the research mission of the university as we continue to attract faculty members that have research agendas and continue to contribute to the way that not only students learn, but as a community, we learn more broadly, including our physicians and our other professionals in the community can think differently when asking questions and searching for answers to those questions.
Well, Dr. Schwenk, you mentioned that some of the additional funding from the legislature will be earmarked towards building years 3 and 4 in Northern Nevada. What will that entail? Where do we need to expand and really grow that part of the medical education?
So right now, our 3rd and 4th year students all go to Las Vegas for much of their 3rd and 4th years, and they have to go for surgery education. They have to go for their clerkship teaching in obstetrics and gynecology, and they go for many other disciplines as well. So all of that has to be built out in Reno with new teaching relationships with community physician groups who will partner with us to become our community teachers. We have to develop the clerkship infrastructure with staff members and coordinators who manage schedules and evaluations and manage some of the didactic teaching, the lecture-based teaching that goes on. So a lot of what people think about when they think about medical education and think about medical students really has not happened in Reno. We have the basic science teaching, the basic science labs, fabulous research, great facilities, but it's really getting into the hospital, getting into the clinic, getting into the community, as Dr. Slonim said, that really is the capstone for the third and fourth years in medical education.
And how will these changes affect the School of Medicine's Las Vegas campus with regards to years 3 and 4?
We will actually be shifting much of the teaching that takes place in Las Vegas back to Reno, but not all of it. There's fabulous teaching that takes place in Las Vegas. There are some experiences there that are really quite remarkable, not just remarkable within the state, but really remarkable nationally. Our students have always benefited from the teaching in Las Vegas, and we hope to hang on to some of those experiences, for example, in trauma at the University Medical Center, which is the county hospital in Las Vegas. And there's some other experiences, and there's some electives, and we want students to have exposure to some of the residency programs in Las Vegas so that they might consider applying to those programs, because some of those programs we will probably never have in Reno, or at least not for a really long time. So I think it's in everyone's best interest that we have a little connection still with teaching experiences in Las Vegas.
Dr. Slonim, will renowned physicians be involved with the teaching of medical school students and residents?
Yes. Dr. Schwenk and I were both raised in an environment where the teaching of medical students and residents was just part of your work. There was an expectation that was what you did. And so not only will those physicians who are employed by Renown, but what we're trying to do with our work together is to inspire other physicians who are members of the community and maybe self-employed or maybe working for other people in the community to come together to help us as a way to make sure that we're together educating the next generation of physicians who will serve us here in Reno.
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines from KUNR Reno Public Radio. I'm Rochelle O'Driscoll, and today we are talking about medical education expansion at the University of Nevada School of Medicine and the role that Renown Health will play in these efforts. Joining us today is Dr. Tony Slonim, President and CEO of Renown Health, and University of Nevada School of Medicine Dean, Dr. Thomas Schwenk. Dr. Slonim, what changes do you see in the future at Renown that will happen as a result of this partnership with the School of Medicine?
I think that the Renown's complexion will change slightly. We have a great foundation upon which to build. We have outstanding clinical programs that have served the community for decades. I think the infusion of medical students and the expansion of graduate medical education and residencies helps us to up the ante on the clinical care. It really does provide an environment in which people feel free to ask questions and search for answers, and allows that environment to continue to engage all providers, not just medical students or those in medical disciplines, but nurses and social workers, and even technical people who are so important to the care of the patient. By doing that and creating a culture of asking questions and finding solutions, we really do provide opportunities for everyone on the team to learn. And what we know nowadays is that healthcare is very complex, particularly in the hospital environment, and any ways that we can help people open up and ask questions and search for better answers is important and benefits patients.
So, Dr. Slonim, how do you think this partnership and other efforts that you're doing at Renown are going to help improve health in our community?
One of the important infrastructure components of any community is its healthcare. And so to the degree that our partnership continues to advance the quality and the efficiency of the healthcare that we enjoy here in Reno, that's a good thing for the community. I also believe that there are some important innovative programming ideas that come when you marry an academic organization with a delivery partner. And that marriage allows us to think differently and more creatively about what we might do together and how that itself can advance the world of healthcare outside of specific program opportunities.
And are there some initiatives already started?
We've come together in a number of ways to advance care for patients. We can point to specific examples in caring for children and the care of the surgical patients that I think will add value as they get operationalized in the next few months.
And Dr. Schwenk, how do you see this partnership or some of these efforts in the future helping improve health in our community?
I could offer some additional examples. One would be neurology and the care of neurologic disease. The Institute of Neurosciences at Renown is becoming our Department of Neurology at the School of Medicine. That's going to allow some collaborative faculty recruitment, some services that might not now be available in the community, some expertise that might not now be available. It will certainly support research that is growing in that group and might lead to new approaches to the care of neurologic diseases. And eventually, I think it will lead to a neurology training program, so we will actually have a pipeline of new neurologists coming into the community. I think, as Dr. Slonim said, the larger issue is that when you have academic partners and clinical partners coming together, it dramatically enhances the opportunities for new approaches to care, innovative models of delivering care, the recruitment of not just physicians, but other highly trained health professionals and scientists and technicians. It's just so much more robust in terms of the synergism that takes place between what are two really large, important organizations in Reno.
Dr. Slonim, you previously mentioned Renown's strategic initiative focusing on children's health. Can you tell us more about that?
What we know is that health care does not equal health. And we have a very important part of our community known as Children's Hospital. The good news about that is that while that resource is there for those children and families who may become sick or injured, most kids in the community are healthy and will never step foot in the Children's Hospital. And we need to think differently as partners about how we might address the needs of all children, not just those that are sick and injured, but how we can make a difference in terms of their overall health, well-being, and prevention efforts so that 20 or 30 years from now, when those children grow up to be adults, they are living healthy lives here in Reno as productive members of the community. And that starts with children. It's an investment in our future as a community.
Finally, how can the community help and support the School of Medicine and Renown Health? Dr. Slonim?
The community has to be intimately involved with the work that we're doing. We'll need guidance on things that are important. Certainly, we do a fair job, I think, Dr. Schwenk, wouldn't you say, on analyzing what some of the community's needs are. But we certainly want to be informed and have our ears open to the needs that the community represents as it relates to their health and well-being and ways that we can partner together to help meet those needs. We're going to have a robust cadre of inquisitive minds that are young and energetic, and we're looking forward to organizing them and pointing them in the right direction to help us solve some of these problems as we move forward. And so we're reaching out to the community with open ears to help us direct these young minds appropriately.
And Dr. Schwenk?
As I mentioned before, patients will actually be partners in this medical education process. And by involving students and residents in their care, they actually become teachers themselves. And they are the beneficiaries of all of the energy that comes from the team-based approach of students and residents and attending physicians. So I think they will start to understand what it means to be part of a teaching community and a medical education community that has students and residents present where they were not previously. I guess I would also like the community to stay as informed as possible. We certainly are going to reach out and try to educate as much as we can. But there's a lot going on that has a lot to do with the quality of life in the community, the health of the business climate in the community. It's important to employers. It's important to business people. It's important to community organizations. We, meaning both of us, are major resources for expertise and for organizational ability and for knowledge that can actually reach out and connect with many other organizations. And it's going to be more, I think, energetic and more exciting perhaps than it was when we were separate. When we come together, I think amazing things are going to happen and people are going to really appreciate how powerful this relationship can be.
Well, thank you both for joining us today and sharing information about the exciting future and direction of the University of Nevada School of Medicine. and the ways that Renown Health is partnering and supporting these efforts to collectively improve health and healthcare in our community.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Thanks a lot, Rochelle.